feel like I've done 12 rounds of Mike Tyson.
Drops the free throw and makes it. 89 plays 86, a 3-point game.
All the work that's going on in this club, you can see it here tonight, all these kids here, the passion that they have for the club now, and that's what we wanted 10, 15 years ago. So if we get the Super League next year, it's just a cherry on top. But when you see this gym packed like that and the spirit, the atmosphere that we have here for this game here tonight, that's all you want. And I said, you know, what we're providing to kids here, you know, they're off their phones, or I guarantee there's nobody looking at their phones for the last 5 minutes.
Yes, could everybody please put their phones on silent, please? That was EJ Sligo All-Stars head coach Shane O'Mara speaking to us a couple of seasons ago on the eve of their promotion to the Men's Super League. And two seasons on, the senior men's team of the All-Stars getting ready for their third tilt at the insuremyvan.ie Men's Super League. Good evening. Welcome to the final whistle, which tonight comes to you from the heart of Sligo Town. We're in the headquarters of EJ Menswear, Grattan Street in Sligo, proud sponsors of the Ocean FM Sports Awards this November, and of course proud sponsors, even prouder sponsors, of the EJ Sligo All-Stars Basketball Club. And for the next three quarters of an hour, we are teeing up the new basketball season for you. The All-Stars getting ready for another tilt at the Men's Super League. Their opening game is in Kerry, of all places, Killorglin, on the 12th of October. We'll talk all about that, about the season ahead. We'll meet some of the new recruits to the All-Stars roster who are here tomorrow eating some, I'm not sure if it's healthy food, but they've got a special dispensation from head coach Shane O'Mara for a few nibbles tonight, and maybe a soft drink or two for the launch of the new basketball season in the Men's Super League. Tommy Clark is a master of ceremonies here at EJ Menswear, making sure that the All-Stars look the part and are eating the part, and we'll have a chat with some of the guys a little bit later on. But let's begin with the boss, the chairperson of EJ Sligo All-Stars, Lisa Gillen. Welcome. Dressed, of course, in orange and black. You look the part tonight.
Thank you so much.
The All-Stars colours. And here we are, Lisa, a brand new basketball season.
Can you believe it? It feels like 5 minutes since
I was here with you last Friday for the start of last season.
I know. And isn't it just as exciting to be here again? It's an amazing night. We had a great night in the Mercy last night. We launched the new gear. We're working with GOA, with Louise and Noel.
Yes, GOA, a new sportswear group in the northwest here, half it owned
Keep
by a Sligo woman, Noel Gormley. So you're supporting local.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And I don't think we could have ever got as lucky, because it's just been an absolute joy to work with them. They're going to open an online shop for us, and they've really taken all the heavy lifting out of it. And I know you're looking up and you're going the orange and black gear with the boys, but it looks absolutely incredible.
They are pretty special colours. I presume you haven't changed them too much with the new kit this season.
No, we're still orange and black, and we're absolutely delighted that one of one of our players, Kevin Rooney, who's now based over in London, was very much
experienced. Is the word you're looking for?
That's it. How politically correct? So Kevin designed the logos, and of course, you know, we can't forget, Austin, that we're heading for 60 years, 2025. So this season ends with the anniversary of 60 years of basketball in Sligo, so 1965.
Which is quite a milestone. This club has such a heritage, Lisa, and I think the orange and black, wherever it travels, whether it's north, south, east or west,
yes,
it's instantly recognised by the basketball community. Oh, here come
yes,
the All-Stars.
Absolutely. And it's a great way to bring your children anywhere, because we can bring them to tournaments and we can see them. You could see them from the moon. So it's just brilliant, you know. But it's very exciting. We're delighted to have GOA. We're very grateful again, of course, to Eamon and all the guys here in EJ's for sponsoring us again this year, to John McKeown and Pet Stop. I mean, you know, we're just so lucky in Sligo. Sligo is such a sporting town. You know, we're just steeped
Well, that is for sure. And you're going into a new season after a very positive, I think largely positive, 2023-24
yes.
season. Certainly, Super League-wise, you made the playoffs again.
Yes.
Lots of your underage teams doing well. The women's going well.
Yes.
And beyond the All-Stars, the wider basketball family, it was a pretty special year in schools basketball with the Mercy College Sligo winning All-Ireland Schools League and Cup titles.
Yes.
One of your own, Louise Hart, a coach of that team.
Yes.
So all of that feeds into
the
feel-good factor of basketball.
Isn't it great? Like, I mean, Louise is so, so involved with all the girls and now coaches the under-14 boys, so she is feeding from both sides. But to have Anne Gorby behind you as well in the Mercy, like, you know, she can see it now that having the All-Stars in her gym on the doorstep is you know, really bringing it home. But, I mean, the job that John Moran and the coaches in Summerhill have done as well. So we're hoping we'll be able to give back some, you know, this year with the pros are an incredible bunch of lads because, you know, you have young fellas that come, professionals, and they're not really involved, you know, they don't really want to get involved in coaching. That's not their gig. These guys landed into the gym and they're like, okay, what age group are we taking? You know, they wanted to come in and meet, like, we have little ones that are under 6 and you see them and they're just like, they're looking up at trees. They're just so excited and the boys are just as excited to be there with them. So, like, they'll go in and they'll do a few dunks and inspire them, please God, you know, to be the next Super League. And that's what it's really going to be all about this year, is there's a huge amount of emphasis on development.
I have to ask you about the new kid on the block as well. There is a new club in Sligo
yes.
Town, the Atlantic Eagles. How yes. does that affect EJ Sligo All-Stars?
It's all positive. I mean, you know, when the new club was coming on board with the Northwest, there was a comment from one of the other bigger towns in our area going, I wish there was a second club starting in their town as well. I mean, it's all about the game. And it's all about development and it's all about players bouncing a ball. So, you know, absolutely.
So it's not a threat to you. Has it affected your numbers in any way?
No, sure. It's all good. It really is all good. So long as they're there for the game, it's all good.
What are your ambitions for the season ahead as chairperson of the All-Stars?
Well, when we make the playoffs, I want to get there. That's our Super League ambition.
Sure.
But apart from that, I mean, we have so many underage players coming up that, like Shane will chat to you later on as head coach about the, you know, the grassroots and the green shoots, whatever way you want to call it. There are, you know, huge talents coming up. That's the exciting part of it. You yeah. know, it's great to have the guys here. We're very excited to have John Carroll as an ex-international player because we would be hoping that he'd be able to feed into the guys and say, well, look, at this is what you need to be doing to be picked. You know, getting the top tips in, taking them, you know, for sessions and, you know, honing them towards a green shirt. That's my ambition, is to see our smaller people. I'm not, they're all bigger than me now, Austin, in fairness, but but the younger guys in green shirts, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that they and can aspire to.
That they can, yeah, they can see it and be it. And then on the other half, you know, you have all those other little people that you just want to have, see them have a good time and fall in love with the sport.
One final thought. As you get bigger, Lisa, as your numbers grow with the various underage groups, that presents
yes.
challenges. It's a good complaint to have, but I'm sure it presents challenges for you as club organisers
yeah.
as well.
It does from, and like, you know, we've been working all summer. You know, it's laughable, really. You know, the season starts, but you've just put in a whole shift over the summer. But I have to say that the County Council, Sligo Sport and Recreation Partnership, we are unbelievably lucky. Because those guys have been at the end of the phone for us. You know, when we've been trying to get into gyms, get hours in places, like, you know, the response and the support that you get is just unbelievable. We're very lucky. They don't have that in a lot of bigger towns. They're fighting to get, you know, gym time and they can get an hour here. They have to cap their numbers. Whereas, thanks be to God, we've got extra hours in different places and we've been able to facilitate. You know, so it's all good.
Well, we wish you the best of luck this season. I know you're not going to be idle anyway,
for sure. And we look forward to welcoming you to the Mersey now, if you can hear us over the roars.
Indeed, oh, the roars are all right, don't worry about that. Lisa Gillen, chairperson of Just Like Ulsters, thanks for joining us at the start of the programme tonight. We'll see you on the highways and byways, no doubt.
Absolutely. Thanks, Austin.
Thank you very much. That's Lisa Gillen, who is chairperson of EJ Sligo All-Stars, live on the final whistle here on Ocean FM, which is our basketball season preview with the All-Stars, live from EJ Menswear in the heart of Sligo town. And let's have a word with Coach O'Mara, Shane O'Mara, head coach of the senior men's team, putting the finishing touches to the All-Stars preparation for the new InsureMyVan.ie Men's Super League season, which for the All-Stars begins on the 12th of October. But I want to start, Coach O'Mara, as I look down the rostered names, and towards the bottom I see another O'Mara, Danny O'Mara.
Yeah.
Does he belong to you?
He does, yeah. He's half mine anyway, so yeah, it's great to see. Danny's 17 now, I suppose, but he's been obviously in the club since he was able to bounce the ball, you know, around these guys, I suppose. For he would have seen the likes of Keane and Oisin and those lads, and Sean, Mark Chambers, when they were coming up through the ranks. So he as soon as he could walk, he was in at training sessions with myself and Glenn. So it's great, you know, it's special that he's supposed to be able to see your own kid coming through too.
Is it a tricky call when the coach has to make a decision about whether to bring his own son, promote him to the senior roster? Sometimes sons of head coaches get a raw deal because you don't want to be seen to be practicing favouritism.
Yeah, well, you know what, I suppose I would have been probably overly hard on him maybe as he was coming up, and thankfully it was a couple of years ago, we had a Spanish coach in Carlos at the time, and he basically gave out to me one time because I was being too hard on him and not giving him the opportunity maybe that I might have afforded others. But look, he's just, it's been a labour of love for Danny, and he knows that. I often talk about that with him, that he wasn't the most naturally talented or athletically gifted guy coming up, but his work ethic is just through the roof. So I suppose it's a lot easier for me that he is that way inclined. So, you know, he already has the respect of the guys around. They see how hard he's working, and hopefully, you know, the fellas coming behind him, if they come forward with that same mentality, and they are, that's the kind of the norm for us going forward. So I suppose he does lead the way with his work ethic. It's not necessarily his athleticism, but he's getting there.
I hear he's better than you, but anyway, that's a discussion for another day.
There's not even a question. Yeah.
Okay, well, look, apart from Danny O'Mara, great to see Danny getting his breakthrough season, and we wish him the very best of luck. And Danny, don't worry, if you're listening, we'll make sure that Dad goes easy on you this campaign. Yeah. Introduce me to some of the new faces on this new EJ Sligo All-Stars roster for the new Super League season.
So I suppose, look, we lost quite a number of guys last year. With Jamie Hayes had been with us for 3 years. He left, you know, he'd get down to real work at home and stuff like that.
Who was a great ambassador for your team. He was your captain the past couple of seasons.
Yeah, and, you know, he was that veteran guy that we kind of were looking out for because, you know, regardless of what they think, that these guys are still very much, you know, in their infancy in basketball-wise. You know, Keane and Mark are the two older Irish guys here, along with John Carl. John is, I think, 29, so he'd be the oldest on the squad. But the rest of the lads are still quite young, 24, 25, 26 years of age. They're only coming to their close to their prime now. We lost Jamie. We lost both Americans from last year. But we knew getting to the playoffs last year was fantastic. When we got there, we felt afterwards, Glenn and I had to sit down and really reassess. And with Brendan Burrell as well, who helps us out from New York, we knew that we needed to get bigger and more physical, and that's what we felt coming forward for this year. So we've really done that. A new rule came in this year that you had to have one Irish player on the floor at all times. It's an anti kind of country, a rural club kind of rule, because we tend to lose a lot of guys to work in Dublin and Galway, wherever they move to. So it's harder to retain your Irish players here. So we went out and got John Carroll, which is just perfect, and I think John has just fitted in really, really well here. He's very happy. He's an avid golfer, a member out in Ross's Point. He went around in 77 there a couple of weeks ago, so he's he's a big hit on the grass and the hardwood. So, but John for us would have been, you know, we talked to him a couple of years ago too about playing, but John had been playing professionally across Europe before coming here. Obviously, a former national captain. Great leader. We got the veteran leadership we need from him, but he's a huge man. He's 6'7", and very, very well put together. So he was a great addition to us. You have Giovanni Scott there, who just landed in yesterday from Vietnam.
One of your new Americans.
Big, big guy, yeah. And he'd been quite friendly with Sean Briggs, who was with us last year. And Dejon Barney then is 6'8", 6'9", centre. And the guy could run all night, block shots. He'd remind you of Deora Marsh back in the day, but maybe has a little bit more to his game maybe now. And then JB, Jonathan Brown there from London, another great addition for us.
So is the American recruiting, is that still as key to the season as it has been historically? Is it still as important?
It's massive, yeah. And look at, Glenn and I promised at the end of last season that we'd take a couple of months off and not think about it too much, because we thought we'd it all sewn up in June last year. We were delighted with ourselves, and we ended up changing both Americans in the first month last year. So we said, look, we'll just put our minds to it after take a month or two off, and 2 weeks later we're at it hell for leather. But I mean, there's nothing like the excitement, I suppose, of finding the new guys, but it's a long process, and you're trolling through so many different games and videos and players, and Glenn does all the dealings with their agents, and I don't think there's anybody in the country better than Glenn at doing that job. So we feel like we've hopefully gotten two of the better guys in the league at the moment. But it's, as I said, it's been very much a team effort, but Glenn leads that. And we've Brendan Burrell, a former coach in New York, helping us out. He does a lot of the deeper dives on guys, because he's connections with colleges and so on. And not only are we trying to recruit really, really good players, but guys who are a good fit and would be happy to be here, and, you know, good guys in general. So the one thing we find here with these guys is they're all genuinely good lads.
In terms of the local input, are you still going to have the likes of Oisin O'Reilly, Cian Lally on your roster this season?
Yeah, you have Oisin there, isn't coming into good shape again. He had a bad run of luck last year with injuries, so he never really saw the heights that he did the previous season maybe. But Cian is back in, just unfortunately from Cliff Ross's point, you might be aware, we're knocked out of the championship at the weekend.
So you're whooping and hollering, because that's good news for you, isn't it?
I'd never be, no, in fairness to, like, I love Gaelic football, and I'd hate to, you know, for Keane, I know how much it means to him, so you'd never want to see him, you know. So he was downhearted now on Monday, in fairness, and but, you know, and then you have Luke McLaughlin, who's back, Mark Chambers is back again, so they're kind of the older guys in their group, and it's just lovely to have those Irish fellas around.
In terms of ambition this season, two seasons ago you came up to the Men's Super League. You reached the playoffs first season up. Yeah. Last season you reached the playoffs again. So top eight in the country two times around.
Yeah.
Does it get harder this season, or do your ambitions change? What's in your mind this season, Super League-wise, for the All-Stars?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, there were only a few games dividing teams who made the playoffs and teams who were battling relegation last year. So we were very aware of that, and we're, you know, you want to be very naive coming into the league thinking, you know, we're playoff bound again. But I suppose for us, the confidence is that we're establishing ourselves as a, you know, to be recognised as a power in the league, to be up and to make the playoffs 2 years in a row. Whereas oftentimes when you come up from the lower leagues, you're hoping to, you know, just stay afloat for the first couple of years and then find your feet. But we've been very successful. There's no doubt about it. But, like, we're trying our best to stay in that kind of category and not be fighting relegation. We're a much bigger, more physical team this year. And I think that'll serve us.
You've mentioned that a couple of times now, that you feel that's an essential requisite that the All-Stars need to add to their tank this time around.
Yeah, we were a little bit light in that regard last year. We were physically bullied when it came to the playoffs. You know, there's no doubt, like, basketball IQ wise and technically we're just as good as any team in the league. It's just, you know, when it comes down to it, sometimes grabbing rebounds and you know, just being in around the rim, getting those easier buckets. We definitely fell short a little bit last year. We were over reliant on perimeter shooting, and now I think with the addition of Barney and Giovanni and John Carroll, we've added a little bit of muscle to the group and size, you know.
Two more things I want to ask you about the season ahead. There is a change this year because we have an uneven number of Super League teams in the top tier, 13 instead of 14.
Yeah.
And that throws up an unusual quirk of the fixture scheduling system this season. On the opening weekend for you, you're going to play two games inside 24 hours in the Men's Super League against Killorglin and Kerry, and then you're going to come straight back up to Sligo to play another home game the following afternoon. Yeah. Who, what, when, where and why?
It's crazy. I suppose, look, it's not alien to us because it happened years ago too. When remember, one of the years, I think it was 2001 season, we had the same thing where I remember travelling to Waterford and playing on a Saturday, staying over and playing Neptune on a Sunday before coming home. It's exhausting, you know, but that's, I suppose, it's a level playing field for everybody who has the same situation. So it's just, you just hope that that you get a win, at least one win out of those weekends would be fantastic. To get two would be an extra bonus. It's a tough opening weekend for us, but the only bonus, I suppose, that we have is we're actually off the first weekend. We're the 13th team. We get to see everybody else play before we play.
So you'll see them suffer and get a sense for how it's going to work.
Yeah.
I mean, and does selection become tactical? I mean, would you have to contemplate leaving a key player at home to keep him fresh for game two of the weekend?
We're not in a position that we'd leave anyone at home as such, but definitely we'll just have to look at the load management in terms of minutes played. Whereas the likes of Tom last year, Tom is a Rolls Royce engine. Once he stays out of foul trouble, he could play 40 minutes of the 40 for you. Definitely we're going to have to, and that's why we're happier to have a deeper squad this year, that we can actually, in those situations, not be going out with a very tired team in the fourth quarter of the second game, you know, that you can try and you know, give them the rest when they need it.
One final thought, and then we're going to hear from John Carlin, a couple of your players, in a couple of moments. The packed Mercy College gym at home for those home games, how important is that going to be for the All-Stars this season?
Yeah, like, in fairness, you know, it's not the biggest league in the world, but I don't think there's any atmosphere that beats what we have there. You've seen it yourself on a Saturday night. I had guys come to me before, I think I talked to you about it. One guy in particular, a long friend of mine, long-time friend of mine, Junior Davey, the Bowron player, came up to me and he was just absolutely blown away by the whole atmosphere before. And I had guys coming to me that said they've been to every sporting event across the globe. And when we played Tralee there last year and won after extra time, they said they couldn't get over the atmosphere. The roof nearly came off the place. So, you know, it is special. It's ourselves and Tralee lead the way in that regard. And, you know, that's what we're hoping for this year again.
For people who aren't that familiar with the Super League, who are the teams to beat this season? I mean, you know, if you are, I don't know, are the All-Stars the Southampton or the Aston Villa of the Super League? Who's the Manchester City and the Liverpool?
There'd be very little separating the top six teams, I'd say. You know, so Star of the Sea will be always strong. Blue Demons are going to be strong again this year. Neptune, I'd say, are looking to make a resurgence. They nearly got demoted last year. And Marie will be strong. Killestra will be strong. And I'm hoping that we'll be in the mix as well with them.
Good man is the right answer. Coach O'Mara, thank you very much. Good luck this season. We wish you the very best of luck, which starts on the 12th away to Killorglin. That's head coach Shane O'Mara, whose son Danny will be on the All-Star senior roster for the new basketball season. Now, Coach O'Mara talked about the key new recruits over the close season, and one of them has just sat down beside me, all 6'7" of him. I'm told he carded a round of 77 on the links of County Sligo Golf Club over the past 7 days. So maybe he'll put away the singlet of the All-Stars and pick up the golf clubs in earnest on a full-time basis. No, he won't, but he likes the bit of golf. John Carroll, Ireland international extraordinaire, of course. We've known you in the past as an Irish team captain. You're well settled in this at this stage, but I'll say welcome to Sligo belatedly.
Thank you very much. I shot an 82 today, so I don't want to be...
Back down to earth.
Yeah, exactly. But it's windy, in fairness.
What's the difference between a 77 and an 82 at Ross's Point, would you say?
Probably the ability to make 6 to 8 footers, I would say. That's about it. Putting.
This is going to be a basketball conversation, but okay. I do want to talk golf for a moment or two, because you have a connection with Sutton Golf Club in Dublin.
Yeah.
And Sutton has a very special connection with a very famous golfer from yesteryear in Ross's Point, J.B. Carr, who won the West of Ireland Championship as many times as the great Cecil Ewing did. So he's a revered name in this part of the world. Mm-hmm. And that probably has forged a bit of a connection for you, golfing-wise, with this neck of the woods.
Yeah, I'm a member of Sutton Golf Club as well, and just joined Ross's Point. And JB Carr is a legendary figure in Sutton, and everyone I know that I've talked about coming here has talked to me about JB Carr and that connection, and I didn't realise he'd won it so many times, so it's just another thing on his list of accolades.
Would you be tempted to try and qualify for the West one of these years?
I need to get my handicap lower. I'm 6 right now, so I need to probably shave about 8 strokes off.
Okay. Well, that's for down the track. Let's concentrate at the business at hand, which is basketball's Men's Super League, John Carl. What sort of shape are you in if you were to grade yourself where 1 isn't so great and 10 is excellent? Where would you rate your game right now going into the new Super League season?
I'd say it's fairly good, probably 8.5, 9 even. Okay. Yeah, feeling good, knee feels good, fitness is good, just shooting the ball well. You know, it's all about peaking at the right time. Preseason is kind of for getting in shape and getting to know each other as a team and stuff. So once we've done that and individually, I feel good. So we're trending in the right direction.
You've played internationally at a very high level for Ireland and overseas. So, I mean, I'm guessing you could have had your pick of a couple of clubs, whether here in Ireland or elsewhere. What drew you to the Northwest?
First of all, Glenn was the first person to get on to me. And they gave me a kind of a good offer and a good situation. And I just felt like Sligo was probably the best circumstance for me to come and play. I felt like I didn't know any of the people personally, but I'd heard good things and I wanted to do something different. And I've never played in the Super League before. So it was kind of a new venture. I was excited about that.
Yeah. And you're joining a team who have been finding their feet in the Super League and made the playoffs the last 2 seasons. Mm-hmm. How would you describe the game you bring to the All-Stars?
I kind of hopefully bring like a calming presence to the court. Like, we set up our offense. I'm a good defender also. So I can do a variety of things, like a Swiss Army knife at this point in my career. We have a lot of talent on the team. So I think Tom and I will be like big part of gelling that talent, making sure we, you know, reach our potential on the court.
Did you say you haven't played in the Super League before?
No, never.
Wow. Yeah. I would have assumed maybe in your very early years you might have briefly dabbled with a Colestra or a Neptune or whoever.
I left when I was 16 to America, so yeah, it was a little bit before that. Yeah.
So just give us a quick beginner's guide to your basketball background overseas.
So I played college basketball in America, University of Hartford, Division 1, and then I played professionally in the Czech Republic, First Division, and then Second and Third Division in Spain. Before I got tore my ACL and came back and retired very briefly, and now I'm back playing again.
I'm back playing for Ireland?
Yeah, playing. We have 2 games in November, 1 against Azerbaijan and 1 against Kosovo, both at home.
Okay, and you're current team captain, am I right?
Actually, Sean Flood is captain now because I retired for a while and he's doing a very good job, so he can keep that mantle as long as he wants.
But you're another experienced voice in the Ireland dressing room. Mm-hmm. Is the Ireland basketball curve internationally on an upward
slant? Oh, 100%. Slant? Yeah, especially, the youth teams have done very well. All that, the men's and women's teams are doing really well. The under-16, under-18 guys did great this summer. Irish basketball is definitely on the up and coming.
I know you're still getting to know some of your new All-Stars teammates. One of them only arrived yesterday. But your early impressions in terms of pre-season about what Shane O'Mara and Glenn Monahan have assembled here?
We have a really good team. It's good to have everyone here. It took a while to first get the whole group together, but we'll definitely be up there in talent and the league. And we were just talking about it earlier. Like, we have a lot of good guys. So it's hard to get a lot of talent and a lot of good guys, in my experience of basketball. So we've got both, so hopefully we can put it together.
And there will be these occasional weekends where you're going to have 2 games in a 24-hour period, which is going to be demanding on everybody at the best of times. In terms of your experience, how do you cope with that as a player?
Yeah, I've done it before, like in college we've had tournaments and stuff, so it is what it is. It's just a quick turnaround. It's more mental than physical. And like I said, we have a lot of good players, so we just have to rely on our depth in that way and just get through it. Like, it's not impossible to go 2-0 back to back. I've done it before, but you have to be focused and make sure you don't go 0-2 at the same time.
Okay, well, look, we wish you the very best for the season ahead, John.
Thank you.
Keep the basketball going well and the golf, as well.
Most importantly, the basketball.
Yeah. The wind is part of the charm of County Sligo. But John Carroll, Ireland international, and EJ Sligo All-Stars new recruit, well, experienced recruit, we wish you the very best of luck in the new men's Super League season. That is John Carroll. And he's going to pass the mic over to one of our new arrivers who's only in the door, has only landed from Vietnam of all places. And he's going to school me now if I don't pronounce his name correctly. So let's get one of the new American recruits you're going to see a lot of in the Mercy College gym for the season ahead. Giovanni, how's that out of 10?
Yeah, you got it right. That's 10 out of 10 right there.
Okay, Giovanni Scott, welcome to the All-Stars. You're in your orange and black. You only arrived yesterday from?
From Vietnam.
What were you doing in Vietnam?
We had a season, a little 5-month season. We finished first, got a championship. It was a hard season, very competitive.
Was this in Saigon?
Yeah, it was in Saigon.
Okay, so what is basketball like in Vietnam?
It's different. It's very competitive, fast paced, fast tempo. Bunch of young guys, hungry to play basketball. I mean, Vietnam has a good league.
And I think it was one of last season's American All-Stars who recommended you to come to Sligo, Sean Briggs. So obviously, he liked something about you.
Yes, Sean Briggs. He is a mentor to me, like one of my a great friend. Like he's my roommate for a month, and he taught me a lot. He told me about Sligo, and he's one of the only people that I know that not the only people, but like he talks so highly of Sligo, okay, which made me wanted to come here so bad. Like he always talked good about Sligo.
Had you heard of Sligo before?
No, I haven't heard. To be honest with you, I haven't even heard of the Vietnam League until I got out there. And when I met Sean, he told me about Ireland and his team and how much Sligo meant to him and what they did for him and how he's just forever in their debt. Like you know, like stuff like that is like, it's like good recommendation, you know? And I just wanted to be a part of it, like Sligo fam.
Okay. Where is home for you in the United States?
I'm actually not from the United States.
Okay.
I'm from Canada.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my God. That was a blasphemous thing to say.
It's okay.
I'm surprised I haven't got an elbow in the ribs already.
Hey, it's okay, man. I've got called an American, everything
okay.
So far.
That's
but
all
I'm
right.
I'm from Toronto, Ontario. Okay. The six.
Right, okay.
Yes, sir.
Right, okay. Is this your first time in Ireland?
First time. Okay. First time in Ireland. And yeah, this so far so great.
And as is by now traditional, when Americans come to the All-Stars, your favorite Irish food is?
How do you say it? Chili Philly Roll.
Yes,
sir.
Chicken
Philly Roll. Hey.
What is it with American basketball players and Irish chicken fillet rolls?
I do not know, but it just has a great taste. Like, it just hit my taste buds. I was just, yeah, I need this every day.
You've got to be some Irish marketer's dream so far. Well, look, I don't know if you've had a chance to have a coaching session yet with the All-Stars. Are you excited about the new Irish Super League season?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. Hearing about what I heard about last year and the whole changes and how this year is going to be different. It's not going to be a north and south. It's going to be one.
How would you describe your style of play on court, Giovanni? Are you a polite, quiet guy who'll say yes, sir, to the match referee? Are you loud? Are you vocal? Will you have the bandana, the headband on?
I can't tell you all the sauce. Then it won't be no sauce.
Okay,
you know what
okay.
I mean?
That's but, okay. Yeah, keep it up your sleeve. That's a good idea.
You know, I like the refs. I'll say some nice stuff, but I mean,
yeah. But you're going to bring some physicality to the All-Stars game.
Of course, physicality, athleticism, and shooting. Okay. Playmaking as well. Just an all-around player.
Okay. Well, look, enjoy the new season. We wish you the very best of luck in Ireland.
Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoy your stay. Go easy on the chicken fillet rolls before big games. But other than that, go for it. And Giovanni Scott, it's great to see you. And welcome to the All-Stars.
Thank you so much.
Good to talk to you. Is it high five or low five? Do you have a nickname, by the way, on court? What do they call you in Vietnam?
You can either call me Von Star.
Von Star. I like
Vonnie
that.
Or Vonnie. Von.
Okay, so Vonnie or Von Star.
Yes.
We'll let the All-Stars crowd decide which one they're going to go with, but they'll have the drums and they'll adjudicate in their own time. You'll hear it from the crowd in due course.
Thank you.
Von Star, thank you very much for joining
us. Thank you.
Good to talk to you.
Have a great one.
Thank you. That's Giovanni Scott, one of the new Canadian imports, not American, Canadian of origin. And in he goes. And from the international recruits, let's talk to some of the more local recruits, because two of the familiar local names are going to sit down beside us. They're going to have to share the mic here, but that is Oisin O'Reilly and Cian Lally, who are joining us here in their All-Stars colours for a new season. Welcome, guys. Cian, I'll get the tricky stuff out of the way. Commiserations last Sunday, first of all, on your with your Gaelic football hat on. Yeah. The end of the road for Drumcliff, Ross's point. That's probably good news for the All-Stars, but not the result you were hoping for.
Yeah, disappointing now. Probably didn't expect it to finish up this soon, but look, it is what it is. I'm kind of fortunate enough now that I can fall back into the All-Stars and get cracking with them. So.
Yeah, it gives you a bit more breathing space. That's the exactly, unintended upside of it.
Yeah, exactly, and a bit of a change in environment as well, which is good, you know, so...
Both of you are from North Sligo, the Drumcliff area. Were you schoolmate? Are you the same age?
No, Oisin is 2 years younger than me.
Okay.
Or 1 year, yeah.
Right.
But yeah, we went both went to the same school and played together, throughout.
Where did basketball start for you, Cian Lally?
Originally from just in primary school, playing out schoolyard, and then kind of...
Like this is Rathcormac National School, off the main Bundoran Road.
Yeah,
that's where you started.
A few of my classmates then, former All-Star players, actually Mark Shamer as well, who's playing with us too, would have played a lot with them, and then got asked to go into a session then for the All-Stars. Had Shane and Glenn in there, and then it kind of just kick-started from there.
Okay, so just remind us of some of the other former All-Stars players you would have palled around with as a kid. Like, who would have been?
Mark Chambers, Philip Hamilton, Oisin, the twins, Jack and Luke McLaughlin. Then there was obviously the younger kind of Jack Moran, and you know, like a lot of Drumcliff.
Yeah, so just a wave of basketball guys got together and tuned into the game. Did it just happen organically?
I think so. I think we were blessed that there was a lot of talent in kind of that same age group between that 1 and 2 years or whatever. And I suppose we have a massive buy-in then from Shane and Glenn, and the coaching was unbelievable, you know. And we kind of, you know, there was a lot of years of work there. And again, we're fortunate that we were a talented group, so paid off, you know.
Yeah. Oisin, can I bring you in at this point? The All-Stars public get excited to see who the new recruits are this year, and there are some impressive ones coming in John Carl and the American/Canadian recruits who are coming in this season. But there is a lot of interest in the local contingent, and that's been the way for as long as I can remember, whether it was Tom Hickey or John McGowan or Michael Moran, whoever it might have been up through the decades. So you guys are important figureheads for the local arm of the All-Stars, aren't you?
Yeah, of course. I suppose, look, the pros, I suppose, unfortunately, sometimes come and go. We're lucky enough to have Tom Childs back this year again for his third season, I believe. So it's great to have Tom back, but I suppose it's the Sligo heads to kind of keep the core and the foundation of the group together while the pros come and go. That'd be myself, Cian, Mark Chambers, as I mentioned already. You've Sean Snee, Luke McLaughlin there as well, and then we have kind of an influx of younger guys as well. Daniel O'Mara, Mark Nugent, Jasper is after coming up this year as well. So yeah, the Sligo guys kind of hold it all together.
Speaking of holding it all together, you were held together with sellotape and plasticine and blue track for much of last season. It was a pretty injury interrupted campaign for you. Have they wrapped you up in cotton wool for this pre-season?
Not quite. I've steered clear of injury so far, so hopefully keep that up for the season. Yeah, last year it was kind of one thing after another. But look, I suppose I have to put a bigger focus on looking after my body this year and making sure that I'm available for those games on a Saturday and a Sunday.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is bad and 10 is perfect, where would you rank your...
11.
11, that's what we want to hear. But I mean, one of the features of your game is your three-point shooting from the corner. You'll try it any night of the week, however the game is going. You are never afraid to have a pop.
No, look, I suppose same as every sport. Everyone brings something different to the table. We all kind of have our job and our role within the team. So I suppose my job is to shoot the ball, and my teammates encourage me to shoot the ball, so they don't have to ask me twice. If I get an opportunity, I'm putting it up.
Yeah. One tweak, Cian, to the rules this season. One Irish guy is going to have to stay on the court at all times, which is good for you guys, but it probably adds a bit more responsibility and fitness responsibility this season, does it?
Yeah. I think it's definitely an exciting kind of role that's brought in, especially, I suppose, for us. But it does require all of, I suppose, the Irish players to be clued in and to be focused and to be bought in. And I think it's a positive, definitely, for the whole league, including ourselves.
You made the playoffs the last two seasons. What's realistic for the All-Stars in the 2025 campaign?
I think if we're, being honest with ourselves, we have to set a goal of, going out to win the league. You know, we have, assembled a good roster, good team, a lot of talent, a lot of experience, youth and kind of older lads as well, And again, as Oisín said, we have, getting Tom back, an important player for us and a point guard and one of our leaders. So, I think that we have to be realistic and, want to win the whole thing out.
Okay, well, guys, we wish you the best of luck. Stay fit, stay healthy, and good luck in Killorglin on the 12th of October for the opening game. Cian Lally and Oisín O'Reilly, two of the local guys, with us here tonight. This is the final whistle live from EJ Menswear. This is our basketball season preview for the InsureMyVan.ie Men's Super League season, which begins for the All-Stars. They have a bye on the opening weekend on the 5th. 13 clubs in the Super League, so the All-Stars away to Killorglin on Saturday the 12th, and then home the following Sunday afternoon, Glenn, against Ballincollig of Cork. That's going to be a toughie. Sunday afternoon throw-in, 3 o'clock tip-off in the Mercy College on Sunday the 13th of October. That's the first home Super League game for the All-Stars, and the man leading the All-Stars out of the dressing room will be the new captain this season, back for his third season in the orange and amber, and that is point guard Tom Child. You'll have the freedom of the city at this rate, Tom Child. You're an official Sligo man at this juncture.
Yeah, it certainly feels like it. Obviously, kind of feel a part of the furniture now. And obviously, look, I wouldn't be coming back if I didn't love it. So definitely excited to be back and, again, take over from Jamie, who did a stellar job the last three seasons himself. One of my best friends from back home. So a bit of a privilege and, great honour to take that responsibility over from him, and hopefully we can have a great year.
Yeah, you were good friends. Were you sorry to see him go? I mean, was it an easy decision for you to make to stay for a third season with the All-Stars?
Look, there's a lot of factors that went into it. Like, from a purely personal standpoint, I love it here. So, like, for me, it's an easy choice to come back. Obviously, there's a whole lot of factors, going on back home, family, girlfriend, etc. So, but in terms of a basketball decision and a lifestyle decision, I love Sligo, so...
Is the captaincy important in basketball?
I think so. I certainly hold value on it. Having said that, I think that, we're quite fortunate to have multiple leaders on this team. And whilst, I'm the captain or whatever, I think we have, multiple guys that also have huge value in the leadership department. The likes of John coming in, who's a, senior men's Irish captain, that only helps us, So as much as I am the captain, it's really a team effort. But having said that, it's certainly a great privilege for sure.
Every basketball player wants to win something, get silverware if they can. What's a realistic ambition for you and the All-Stars this season, finally?
Well, look, for me, I say the same thing every year, like we're trying to win it ultimately. Obviously, we made the playoffs the last 2 years and we've lost in the quarterfinals both times. But I do feel like we are ready to take that step. I certainly think this has been the best start we've had to a pre-season in terms of not necessarily even the results, but the way that we're playing and kind of clicking as a unit. A couple of late additions as well that have been huge for us. So, look, I'm trying not to get ahead of myself this year. I don't want to go out on a limb, but let's just say I'm quietly confident that we'll be there when it matters.
Well, look, it's great to see you back in All-Star colours for a new season. In terms of... your role as point guard, conductor of the orchestra is how I would describe it. Tom Child, captain of the Aegis Sligo All-Star this season. The very best of
luck.
Thank
you very much. Appreciate it.
The clock is against us, Glenn. That's why I was signalling to you. But I want to get 30 seconds with your PRO, Cathy Burke, before you finish. Tom, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
The captain. The Men's Super League beginning for the All-Star on the 12th of October. But I do want to mention one last thing. Sociable. The EJ Sligo All-Stars, Cathy Burke, welcome. You're the photographer. You've been snapping in the last 40 minutes. But on Wednesday nights up in Summerhills Gym here in Sligo Town, you do a lovely thing for people who want to dip their toe into basketball. Tell us what it is.
Correct. We're running a social ball programme. They're six-week stints. We're about 3 weeks into the first stint now. And it's basketball for women, all abilities. It's fun, exercise, and it's going down a storm.
And if people want to go along, when do they come? What time on Wednesdays?
It's 8 o'clock on a Wednesday. We're full for this session, but we will be advertising for the next six-week stint.
So look on the All-Stars platforms for more information. Cathy, thank you very much. Cathy Burke, PRO and a photographer. We're right out of time. The clock has beaten us. Thanks to all the All-Stars crew who are here. There are lots of guys we didn't get to talk to. Jerry Monaghan, all the All-Stars greats are here as well. We'll be back with them over the coming weeks for lots more on the All-Stars. October the 12th against Killorglin, their opening game. A reminder, this programme is available as a podcast each week on oceanfm.ie and wherever you get your podcast. Search for Ocean FM Sport or The Final Whistle to find it. We're back with you next week, same time, same place. From EJ Menswear, it's good night.